Boss, ain't you going to bed?
Not right now.
Ain't you planning on going to bed in the near future?
No.
You ever going to bed?
No.
Well, I ain't sleepy either.
Good, then have a drink.
You're no match for my brains.
You're that smart.
Let me put it this way. Have you ever heard of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates?
Yes.
Morons.
In that case, I challenge you to a battle of wits.
To the death, I accept.
Good. Then pour the wine.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Very interesting.
But not half as much fun as a May Wine Festival. Especially when May brings the bottle.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay-guzzling diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about that cute little grape but were afraid to ask. That's what we're here for. We are your media resource. Well, we have started a trend here at The Crush, and I keep telling everybody that winemakers are just like ordinary people. And obviously, if we have ordinary people involved in wine, it kind of carries up. Whether you're a founder, whether you're involved in the business, they put their pants on just like everybody else. Well, for those of you who are loyal listeners, you'll remember about a month ago, we kidnapped Rod Davis. We said, okay, that's it. We had the winemaker for Jordan. We tied him up. We put him in the studio, made him sit here for an hour. Now, I've warned you time and time again, wine people are a glutton for punishment. So sure enough, now that we've gotten Rob Davis out of the way, we've got a line of people who are willing to come in and take the abuse that we're going to give them here on The Wine Crush. So for our listeners' benefit today, we have yet another in-studio host. See, I do take your advice. I do listen to you. I know you get tired of actually hearing just me talk. Right, Kent?
Yes.
And you make it sound like the show is hosted by Don Rickles, like it's just an insult fest. No, we're friendly here. We're easy.
They put Xanax in your coffee again this morning, didn't they?
Just a little bit.
Well, see, of course, our listeners will remember that you bailed on us last week, and it was just the girls.
I did. And I understand you did not like my Woodstock music that I chose for the show.
That was terrible. It was
all from Woodstock.
We have Mark Beeman on. We talk about wines that rock. You have Pink Floyd to pick from. You have Rolling Stones to pick from. The Police to pick from. And what do you give me? A whole bunch of half-hearted... Hendrix or anything interesting.
I went to the database for Woodstock. I pulled out some of the big stuff.
Well, God knows you're old enough to remember Woodstock. You were probably there. You could have done a little bit better than that.
No, my grandfather told me all about Woodstock.
Funny. Nice try. Anyway, leading up to this, we have kidnapped yet another victim. Today, we are fortunate enough to have Dan Cohn, the son of Bruce Cohn, of course, from B.R. Cohn Winery here in the studio. Dan, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Thank you, Laura. Thanks for having me.
Now, I hope you're happy, Kent. He looks nervous.
No, he shouldn't be nervous. You're going to dump it all on me today.
He's
getting a pass.
Well, I don't know about that. I won't quite go that far. I've known Dan for probably 15 years. So the two of you, y'all are just in for it.
I see.
Anyway, so welcome, Dan. We are delighted to have you on The Crush today. So, B.R. Cohn, you were on The Wine Crush, I think, about 3 years ago, 2 years ago. And we got to hear the great story about B.R. Cohn. But for our listeners... Who is B.R. Cohn? What is B.R. Cohn? Give us a light overview here.
B.R. Cohn, we're a small family winery in the Sonoma Valley. My father, Bruce Cohn, he's an entrepreneur. He was actually born in Chicago and moved out to the Russian River Valley in the early 50s. And there they actually had the first grade A goat dairy in California. My father milked goats for $1.25 a week, you know.
Outstanding.
Yeah, 4:30 in the morning and 4:30 every night. He's glad that's over. Yeah, we could have been in a whole different business. After about 10 years of that, they sold the goat dairy and moved to San Francisco, where he went to school for communications, radio, and television.
Oh,
and
how ironic.
Yeah. He got a degree in that and went to work for a TV station, actually, in San Francisco, TV 20.
So wait, as much as I love you, I perhaps have kidnapped the wrong cone.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just checking.
You'll get my father in here one of these days.
Okay.
You know, we'll get him in.
It'd be nice to have somebody with a radio background around the studio.
Oh, stop it!
All right, please continue.
Well, BR will have a radio background when I tell you how the story unfolds a little bit. He's definitely in the little bit of the music cachet there. But they had he moved to San Francisco. He's working for this TV station, and wasn't making a lot of money. And there were a lot of bands coming out of San Francisco. It was 1969, and the Grateful Dead, and Janis Joplin, Creedence Clearwater, Jefferson Airplane.
Small bands.
Yeah, all these guys. He probably knows who they are.
Nice. Here we go. Gloves are off. Now all of us going after each other.
They were all coming out of San Francisco at this time. So being the entrepreneur that he is, he decided to open a rehearsal hall in a dilapidated warehouse down on 3rd Street in San Francisco where these bands could come and rehearse before they go on tour. So he had an opportunity to meet a lot of these bands. And a couple of guys came to him, and they had a really good sound, and they wanted to send a record to Warner Brothers. And they called themselves PUD. And he said, "Well, I think you're going to have to change your name."
PUD probably not going to fly.
Yeah. So they called themselves the Doobie Brothers. And he says, "Well, I guess it's better than PUD."
Yeah.
So
iconic, yeah. Especially in '69.
Right,
got it.
Right. So they actually sent a record to Warner Brothers. And Warner Brothers called, wanted to see the band live, a showcase. And they were doing Hell's Angels parties and Ricardo's Pizzeria. That was pretty much the only gigs that they had. And they figured that the pizzeria would be the best place to showcase. And Warner Brothers actually sent up a gentleman by the name of Carl Scott. And Carl was responsible for bringing the Beatles into America. And Carl came up from L.A. and the band showcased. And he loved it. And he signed the band. And they asked my father to manage him. He says, "You know, guys, I was raised on a goat dairy. I work at a TV station. I don't know the first thing about managing a band." You know, he's 22 years old. They said, "Well, we don't know anything about being a band either. You know, we'll learn
we're
together.
We're going to be a perfect combination right here."
Yeah, so they released the album, Listen to the Music, and it sold 2.7 million records, and away they went. So he's still their manager today. He's been their manager 40 years, their entire career.
Oh, outstanding. That's probably a record in this business. Well, yeah. Not to make a pun, but
yeah.
I wouldn't imagine they keep managers around that often if you read different articles and news and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's been a long train running. There's been a lot of different...
long train running. You're going to slide that in. Yes, okay.
There's been a lot of different Doobie Brothers members, but there's only been one manager. You know, so you count all the bands that are around now from that era, there's probably a handful, and then how many of them have the same manager? So it says something to the management ability and keeping something like that going for as long as
well. Apparently he learned quickly.
Yeah, so just by doing it too. So he was actually he didn't want us to be raised in the city, and my mom was pregnant with me, so he had bought this old dairy back in Sonoma in the wine country, where he had grown up originally, and it was about 20 miles away from where the goat dairy was. It was actually an old cow dairy. And
so we've moved from goats to cows now.
Yes. The cows weren't there, but the actual original back acres were 13 acres were planted in back.
But were they happy cows?
Yes.
We always hear about the happy cows in California.
Aren't those from New Jersey?
It's always the happy cows from California.
Right.
Okay.
So the original 13 acres was planted in back on this piece of property where the winery sits now, and he'd got some books from UC Davis, and he's flying around with the band, and they're like, "What are you doing?" He says, "You know, I have these grapes, and I have these pictures, and my grapes look nothing like these pictures, so something must be the matter, you know?" So he was so convinced the band was going to be broke in 5 years. You know, Santana had already broken up and all of that. He was the only guy that ever did this. He actually set up a pension for the band. And the guy who helped him set up the pension, Stan Bird, he was a wine fanatic, a wine lover. And he had a relationship with a gentleman by the name of Charlie Wagner.
Oh.
Yeah, Charlie's from...
Small guy. Yes. You know, no one knows who Chuck Wagner is.
Yeah. Real small, Camus vineyard, you know. But this was the old man, you know. He was the atypical farmer in overalls. And my father, unlike me, had an afro out past his shoulders, you know. And he goes, "This guy wants to grow grapes, you know, and be in viticulture." But he could tell he was really serious and had some roots in agriculture. And Charlie really took my father under his wing, and he showed him what rootstocks to plant, and he showed him how to prune. And in 78, he actually made our first wine for us.
So the grapes finally looked like the pictures.
Yes.
Okay,
exactly,
outstanding.
Exactly, yeah. So I was actually in the cellar not too long ago, and he had a bottle of 1978 Camus Olive Hill Pinot Noir and 1978 Camus Olive Hill Cabernet. I think they were like his last two bottles.
I was about to say, Camus would probably kill to have that Pinot back just for a novelty.
Right. Yes. Yeah, it was pretty neat. So we continued to sell grapes from about 74 to 84. Places like Camus did an Olive Hill Cab, Ravenswood did an Olive Hill Cab, Gunlock Bunchu did an Olive Hill Cab.
I remember Gunny Bunny.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing the other two.
Even Kenwood did an Olive Hill Cab.
I remember that one as well.
Yeah, and in 82... my father's reading in the local Sonoma paper. It says President Reagan takes Gunlock Bunchu Olive Hill Cabernet to China and gave it away as a state gift. My father was like, why, you know? So he called the White House and he asked him, you know. He of course gets transferred around to like 14 departments, and he finally gets to somebody who knows. He says, why'd you take Gunlock Bunchu Olive Hill Cab to China? They said, we called UC Davis, and they said this was the best example of a California Cabernet. So he said, that's it, man. I'm making my own label.
Outstanding. So, I'm not selling this anymore. These are mine.
Yeah, yeah. 84 was our first vintage under the BR Cone label.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, well, we're going to have to take a small break right here. But like I said, we have kidnapped Dan, so he is going to be with us for the duration of the show. So stick around.
Laura Lawson's got more Wine Crush in just a moment.
She had kisses sweeter than wine.
You've been hearing and seeing good things about Z-Max Micro Lubricant everywhere, and you're curious, what is Z-Max Micro Lubricant? Well, it's the only pure micro lubricant that penetrates into the metal of your engine to clean out deposit buildup, improve gas mileage, and your engine's performance. Go ahead, get a bottle, add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It's easy to do. Get Z-Max at a retail performance partner near you, and you'll experience a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Z-Max it.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial, plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Don't let your car or truck turn into a clunker. Z-Max it. Z-Max, added to your oil and your gas tank, can clean internal engine components and fuel systems, reduce engine wear, and give you better mileage. Z-Max is a pure micro lubricant that gives you a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. These are some big claims, but they've all been backed up by some of the most rigorous testing in the industry. Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts retailer.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, don't make me turn this car around, or because I said so, or don't make me come back there. I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. Don't make me come back there. Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. Don't make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we still have Dan Cohn in studio. Although, Kent, you're cheating.
I know.
That is not the Doobie Brothers.
I know. I have music historian Doug Rice working right now to get us Doobies in here.
Yeah, because the president of PRN has nothing better to do
than
dig through music. But regardless, he's having fun. But it's going to be interesting to see the number of people who start arguing with me and saying, yes, Laura, that is the Doobie Brothers.
No, it's not.
All right, so we can have some arguments going. Well, when we last left, we were speaking with Dan Cohn. He had given us the background and the history of B.R. Cohn. But because we were talking about Olive Hill and the White House, I have been a little remiss. I did forget to do our weekly wine recommendations, and I know every single one of you hang on the edge of your seat waiting for me to tell you what to drink this week. So, I have actually recruited some help, since some of you tend to argue with me about Chardonnay and say that you want to drink something besides that fine, you plebeians. Tell you what, I will do the red wine recommendation this week, and of course it's going to be pretty straightforward on what it's going to be. I do mean this sincerely, though. I'm not just doing this because Dan is here. The B.R. Cohn Olive Hill Cabernet, to me, is one of the best cabs coming out of Sonoma. When you think about it, you know, we talked with Rob Davis. We've had a lot of great people from Sonoma. We talk about Dry Creek. But when you want to talk about something that's quintessential to what Sonoma Cabernet can taste like when it's treated right, when it's aged, when it's cellared, it is the Olive Hill Cabernet. Now, what's interesting is a lot of people in Sonoma don't have quite the geography, maybe that's the wrong term, but the geography that Olive Hills does. There's actually hot springs on the property. So what happens is these grapes, they always kind of have like a heating blanket on them. And because of that, they get ripe. You can taste it. You can just have the ripeness that sometimes you get a lot of greenness out of Sonoma Cabernet. You get bell pepper. You get things that you don't necessarily want. This is something that you totally do avoid in the B.R. Cohn Olive Hill. Right now, they're on the 07 vintage. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. And what's great when you start looking at these estate Cabernets from Sonoma, their values. You know, if you actually went across the mountains and you went over into Napa Valley and you had one of these small production babied estate Cabernets, you're going to pay probably 2 to 3 times what you're paying in Sonoma. So for those of you who want a big treat with Easter coming up, I definitely would look into this Olive Hill 2007 Cabernet. And no, I'm not doing it just because you're sitting here.
Thank you, LL. Thank you.
Well, however, I am going to put Dan on the spot. All right. Now, since people are tired of my Chardonnays, I've got to ask you. I know you don't just drink red wine. You have to drink white. What would be your white wine recommendation for our listeners?
White wine for breakfast, I would have to say, is probably my good friend Mikey Honig. Mike Honig, Honig Sauvignon Blanc.
I love that wine.
Yeah. I mean, just as far as when you talk, you know, you talk about handmade wines and family wineries and this, it, and the other, I think, you know, Mike, on the consistency basis, and, you know, not only just being a good friend, but, you know, he's got the passion of what goes into his thing, and it has his name on it, and everything that goes in that bottle, and that consistent quality for the money. So I would have to say Mike Honig Sauvignon Blanc.
Without a doubt, Michael's been a guest on the show before. He is a lot of fun. But what's neat is sometimes when you get people who do Sauvignon Blanc, It every year it's volatile. One year it can taste like pears, one year it tastes like lemon, another year it just tastes overly alcoholic. Honig has a house style that somehow he manages to maintain. Doesn't matter the vintage, the wine is always great. I do love that wine. You're absolutely right. It's great for breakfast.
Breakfast,
we might have to work
champions
on that. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get back to the important things. Now, for our listeners, if you didn't catch, of course, Dan Cohn, he is the son of founder Bruce Cohn. But it's a running joke. Dan has held several different jobs within the B.R. Cohn network. His favorite title, however, is Dumb Hick Farmer. But I told him we had to find something real. But in truth, Dan is the senior vice president. He's the national sales manager for B.R. Cohn. So he goes around the country and he gets to be the ambassador and the emissary for B.R. Cohn, which, of course, is going to be very interesting. You know, he's not necessarily involved in the winemaking. He goes out, and basically, listeners, he deals with you. When you go to festivals, when you do wine dinners, Dan is the person representing B.R. Cohn, which means I'm sure he has some very, very entertaining stories about interacting with the public. But ultimately, is it a good thing, you think, or a bad thing to have the last name of the winery and to go out and to be the emissary? Like, when you do wine dinners, when you do tastings, do people react well to you? Do they give you a hard time? Do they tell you what they think of the wine? Or do they feel privileged because they're talking to you? How does this work for you?
It's you get a variation of all of it, you know, when you're out there. You know, you know we're the real small family winery. You know, we don't have the money the big boys do to put a rep in every market and be out there and constantly being the face of whatever particular brand that they're selling.
Of course, Dan is the mouth of his voice, but you know, that's right, he's the mouth of BR Cone,
but okay. So all we have to offer really is a relationship. You know, we're one, you know, I think we're one of five family wineries actually still doing it ourselves in Sonoma Valley. We haven't been bought by the big happy-go-lucky conglomerate or marketing company. That's the only way we can consistently maintain the quality year after year, vintage after vintage. So when I'm out there and about, you know, it's what's kind of neat is, you know, I'm on the road. I've been on the road about 300 days a year for the last 10 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And that, and I've actually,
no wonder you're insane.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah. I've actually cut it down with a new wife and a baby. I've cut it down to about 260. But that's what it takes being a family winery to be out there doing it, because nobody's going to do it for you. But, you know, you can go, like, everybody wants to be in DC, everybody wants to be in New York, everybody wants to be in Florida, which is great. But if you go to some of these secondary markets, the B markets and this, that, and the other, I mean, I went to Shreveport, Louisiana. And
I love Shreveport.
Yeah.
I love Shreveport. I haven't been in 10 years, but I absolutely love. Those people are fun. They're insane. And they, not a single one of them has a filter on their mouth, but right. I laugh my whole time I'm there.
Yeah. And we sell, you know, 350 cases of wine just in true. And now Louisiana sells, you know, 2,000 cases of wine. And you look at consumption wise of where that falls in a national market for a brand in our price point or this, that, and the other. And they fall into that kind of top 10 category, which is amazing for a state that's probably like a 0.8 consumption or 1.2 consumption, you know,
of
which
wine.
Is big. Of wine.
Of wine.
Yes. They consume a lot of other things.
I was about to say, them in Vegas are probably number one and number two. Mardi Gras alone probably puts Louisiana at the top of the list all the way around as far as consumption, but wine makes sense. Okay. Well, listen, you and I have gotten carried away, and we have to take another small break. But when we return, we'll look a little bit more into what you do and how you expect people to react to you when they meet you out in the market.
Okay.
All right, stay tuned here on The Crush. We will continue to torment Dan Cone when we return.
Newsflash, finally there's something conservatives and liberals can agree on. Gold. For thousands of years, gold has united mankind regardless of race, religion, or politics. Gold conserves wealth from financial uncertainty, a higher cost of living, and higher taxes. Yet gold also offers liberal benefits, such as growing in value by 300% since 2001. In fact, gold transcends left-right politics because its value is based on ultimate economic truth and substance rather than symbolic political promises. So, whether you're a conservative, liberal, or an independent, gold should be a part of your portfolio and family legacy. Call now 800-932-5146. That's 800-932-5146. Request their free 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5146 and ask about creating a gold IRA today.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
You're listening to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and today we have Mr. Dan Cohn guest hosting with us here on The Crush. Before we took a small break, we were talking a little bit about how Dan goes out and how he's the emissary and the mouth and the face of B.R. Cohn wines out on the market. But this is what I want to hit home, and this is something we didn't really get to touch on. A lot of our listeners and a lot of you out there, you call me and we talk about when you have a chance to meet winemakers, you have a chance to meet principals, and how sometimes that you feel like you're intimidated. And that, if anything, if we can come across today, especially with someone like Dan, who is from a small family-owned winery, this is a notion you've got to get out of your head. People like Dan, they want to hear from you. They want to talk to you. And I will go ahead and go out on a limb and say there is no such thing as a stupid question. Dan, do you want to argue that fact? Is that positive? Is it negative?
I agree 100%. You know, the best thing that we can gather when we're out there in the marketplace is the consumer knowledge. You know, the consumer knowledge about the brand, what they think of the brand, if they've had it in the past. And each one of those things is going to vary from state to state and city to city. So we want to know what the effect of that wine may have on that specific region that we're visiting.
It's something that's it's inherent in what people want to know. Actually, Dan and I were talking during the break. The only people that really ever annoy us or people like Dan are the people that come up to the tables or come up at the dinners and tell you how often you have been to Sonoma and how you only drink Opus. And basically, the people that you look around and say, oh, my God, they know it all. I'm intimidated about them. Hey, those are the only ones that people like us really dislike. So keep that in mind when you're at tastings and when you're at events. Now, Dan, I know you were saying you travel really 300 days a year. That to me is just insane. When you're traveling as a national sales manager, as a named, I guess, heir or named person of the winery, what is it that you're doing with all that traveling?
Well, a typical work week is, if I could tell you what my last 2 weeks looked like, if you would want a brief one. I took a 6:50 from Maryland in the morning, 4 a.m. wake-up call to Vegas, did 2 45-minute meetings with national accounts, which would be large guys, that, you know, the Naples Grand Boca Resort, LXR, Waldorf Astoria Hotels, then flew back to Fort Lauderdale.
This is the same day?
This was the next morning.
Okay.
I spent the night. I took a bunch of my distributor reps in Florida to the Kid Rock concert in Fort Lauderdale. only because Mikey Hossack Jr., who I grew up with, the drummer of the Doobie Brothers, kid's on tour with them. He's been on with them since January, so I took them there. Then I did a work with the distributor on Wednesday. I did an in-store tasting at a store in Miami. I drove to Naples that night, Wednesday night. Thursday morning, I drove up to Tampa. The Doobies were playing in Plant City in Tampa, so I took 12 people to the Doobie show in Tampa, drove back down to Naples, did a two-day bottle signing at Whole Foods in Naples, flew home Saturday night, was back in Fort Lauderdale Tuesday morning.
That's insane. Yeah. No offense. Mm-hmm. I realize it's your lifestyle. But what's that movie that's out? It's got a cutie pie in it, George Clooney.
Oh, The Up in the Air?
The Up in the Air?
Yeah.
Do you find some similarities between you and him at this point?
Yeah.
Are you going for that millionth mile?
No, he's flew first class everywhere.
Okay.
I'm on the bus, you know. So.
Should at any point all of us be concerned that you seem to plan your trips around rock and roll concerts?
Yeah.
Is there a habit here?
Yeah. When the itineraries come out for the bands, you know, I mean, that what happens is that people know the band and then they know with the winery. So if there's a date and I'm actually going to be within 150 or 200 miles.
Or apparently within 400
I'm
miles.
There. But you'll get, you know, but we do, that was 1 week, but most of the time it's a fly-in, we do the work with, we go see 10 accounts, we'll do a wine dinner, and then I'll do a 150-mile drive, do a work with, do a wine dinner, do a 150-mile drive, do a work with, do a wine dinner, and do a 150-mile drive, and then a sales meeting, and then maybe if I can get home for 2 days, that would be awesome.
Now, see, all of our listeners, this is why I am bringing you people like Dan Cohn, because everyone thinks the wine business is so glamorous. They think it's gorgeous that everyone does is dress up, wear tuxedos, and have champagne glasses in their hands all the time. You don't see what happens in the trenches. It's like the old phrase, you never approach horses or restaurants from the rear. Hey, you can think the wine business is glamorous all day long, as long as you like the inside of a car and fast food. But actually, Dan, you touched on something that I think some of our listeners might be interested in. Now, B.R. Cohn started one of the best traditions out in Sonoma that I can think of. And you and I were talking, it's the 25th anniversary of it this year, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So for our listeners, what are we discussing?
Wow. Well, we have a amphitheater at the winery where we do a fall music festival for charity. And this year, September 23rd weekend, will be the 25th annual. And now we've had everybody from Steve Miller, Greg Allman, Dave Crosby, Graham Nash, Doobie Brothers, Bonnie Raitt, Taj Mahal, Dave Mason, John Mayall, Robin Ford. I mean, Robin Plant. Everybody comes out. It's a great weekend in the wine country.
I got to interrupt you here. The way you just rattled off all those names, you know these people, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, they come to the guys just show up and jam, too. You know, Jackson Brown showed up and jammed. I mean, last year we had Cheap Trick, War, Grand Funk Railroad, Turtles, Little Feet, Eddie Money, Loverboy, Night Ranger, Greg Kinn Band. We do a 5-course sit-down dinner followed by an auction on Friday night with usually celebrity chefs, Thomas Keller, Bradley Ogden. We got Guy Fieri this year. Then we do 2 days of concert, and the gates open at noon. It goes all day till 6 o'clock at night. And then we do a celebrity golf tournament on Monday at Sonoma National, where they used to do the Charles Schwab.
Okay.
And this time we're inviting every band that has played the last 25 years.
Every single band that has ever played in 25
years. Yeah.
But how?
Yeah, well, what we'll do is, depending on how
what are
many
you
come.
Do a lottery?
Well, yeah, how many come up? You know, maybe each guy gets up and does a 6-song set. You know what I mean? We'll see. We'll see how it works out.
But you're going to wind up hurting someone's feelings before this is over with. You can come. Hey, I realize you played 3 years, but yeah, you aren't going to make the cut.
I think the Doobies they're confirmed for both days.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I think we got Sammy Hagar. Journey was there 2 years ago. We'll see. We'll see what comes around. You know, it's a big party. If you can make it out to the wine country for that weekend, I've had some very well-traveled individuals tell me top 5 experiences of life, right? Marriage, kids, and that party.
Outstanding.
So, yeah, it's a
so for event. Our listeners, the link will be on the Wine Crush website. Definitely check it out if it's something for those of you on the West Coast. From the sounds of it, for those of you on the East Coast, since no one can travel quite like Dan, we can certainly make an effort. It sounds like it's definitely well worth the visit.
it's an amazing time.
Now, are you now? Does everyone out there, are they drinking Olive Hill Cabernet and B.R. Cohn Chardonnay while they're standing there?
Yeah, they you've never seen so many bikers and so many people with a bendy straw in a bottle of Olive Hill. It's like single serving.
Outstanding. Yeah. Bottle of Chardonnay, bottle of straw. I'm happy. All right, we're going to take a small break right here. When we return, we will just continue to ask Dan all these absurd questions and have a little fun.
For pictures, videos, show recaps, and more, become a fan of Wine Crush Radio Group on Facebook.
GE Direct is a great source to help you get out of high credit card debt. When you call the number I'm about to give you, here's what you can expect. You'll speak with personally screened, we call them debt counselors. Their job is to listen to you, but be prepared to tell them your entire debt picture. We want to know who you owe and how much you owe. Then we'll talk with you about how much you can afford monthly to pay off your bills. And finally, we'll give advice on how you can pay off your bills and be debt-free in about 3 years. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call this number right now. 800-917-1329. 800-917-1329. A free 15-minute call could change your life. 800-917-1329. 800-917-1329. That's 800-917-1329.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Mozart's, these are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be.
Grades make more friends and express their individuality.
When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and right now we have Dan Cohn as our in-studio guest. Hey, Kent. I mean, you got Santana. What, you're just going to take every band that Dan mentions besides the Doobie Brothers?
I'm just rubbing it in Dan's face today, man. No Doobies.
That's what you get for it. You never, ever truly insult the guy behind the glass.
Yeah, I got to ask him, the Turtles are still around? You said the Turtles were.
Yeah, yeah. Flo and Eddie, man, they come every year to the concert. They love that concert.
I would love to see that.
Kent, this is a wine show. Y'all can talk music. Hey, listen, tell you what, if Dan's really, really nice, we can probably get him to leapfrog to one of your music shows, but today he's here about wine, sweetheart.
I got you.
Back off. Okay. Sorry, occasionally you got to put Kent in a place. He'll just kind of run off on tangents. We've had a couple guys on the show where Kent, stop talking about cars, stop talking about TV. We had one of the Smothers Brothers on.
Tommy?
Which one did we have?
That was it would have been Tom's wife, Marcy, was it?
Oh, Marcy. Yeah.
We actually had one of the brothers on. I couldn't get them to quit talking to talk about wine.
No, he's really, they're good friends of the family. He gave me my first wooden yo-yo when I was 10.
Oh, yeah, he's a big yo-yo guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Great, hey, I'm sorry, there I go again. There I go again.
Stop it. Somebody turn Kent's
mic. You can talk to cars with my dad, too, if you want to talk cars. He's a hot rodder.
All right. Well, let's think about what we've covered so far. We've talked about the winery. We know where B.R. Combe came from. We know what you do. And the glamorous, glamorous job that you lead.
Yes, they say your job must be awesome. And I say yes, because the Courtyard by Marriott in Fort Wayne, Indiana is amazing. Trust me, you have not lived.
So let's see. We know what everything else. Now, here's the question I have. And our listeners might just gloss over at this. I know we probably should focus on wine. But you're doing something to me that I find strange and cutting edge in the simple fact that obviously we've talked about Olive Hill Cabernet. And you think about olive, you think about a hill. And you're like, I had to do the natural deduction and think, why is it called Olive Hill? And, of course, being the moron that I am and sometimes missing obvious things, gee, I don't know, maybe because of all the olive trees, Laura. But it seems like the real trendy thing for everybody to do now is olive oil. But y'all have done olive oil for as long as I can remember a B.R. Combe. Is that correct?
Yeah, we were the first ones, actually, to do a gourmet specialty olive oil. And it was really because we had the trees.
they were there, kind of like the goats were there, the cows
exactly.
were there.
Pops has a tendency to be in the right place at the right time, but we have the largest and oldest Picholine olive grove in California, so we're actually the only ones that make a single variety French Picholine olive oil from 160 year old trees.
And you've done this for a while though, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we I guess since 91. Okay. I think we did, and there was always that, you know, the food and wine thing, you know, there's a natural thing with the wine and the food and the pairings, you know. And
they keep telling me that. I can burn water, and I keep having, hey, Mario Batali has been on and tried to help me out. They just know help of me. So I'm the wine thing. Someone else can figure out the food.
Hey,
thing.
We're taking, we have Olive Hill Cab with pizza. It's not a big deal. But that's what, you know, why do we call it Olive Hill? And it's because of that Picholine olive grove. Yeah, number one olive oil in the country rated by Consumer Report. But that kind of just has snowballed into a ton of products, gourmet specialty food products, tapenades and vinegars. And again, they're all handmade products. You know, they're all my father's, you know, the consistent quality. It has his name on it. He doesn't want anybody comes going, hey, man, I had a real bad bottle of your wine the other night, you know. So things that we do differently than everybody else is that we just did a basil garlic olive oil. And when they put the basil and the garlic in the olive oil, that's not infused. We actually press the basil and the garlic with the olives. So you get the oil from the basil and the garlic. So it's very fresh tasting.
Oh, wow. I bet that's outstanding.
It's very fresh. It's unbelievable. We did a citrus olive oil. We did a mandarin. The mandarins go right in with the olives. We did a blood orange. Blood oranges go right in with the olives. We did a lime olive oil. And then we hand make all of our vinegars. You know, the pear Chardonnay vinegar made with fresh pears, which nobody does. Raspberry champagne vinegar made with fresh raspberries. We import a couple of Italian balsamics, 15-year, 25-year. And just the packaging, we've won the NASFT Fancy Food Show twice for outstanding package and healthy product. So these are your finishing oils. They're your condiment oils. They're what's put on the meal after it's prepared. The organic olive oil with some raspberry champagne vinegar and those dried cranberries on an organic summer salad is amazing.
Now, obviously, I know where to find your wine. Mm-hmm. I can definitely go to a store or a restaurant and find your wine. Where would our listeners find your olive oils and your vinegars and all of that? Do you have to go to the website?
Yeah, the best place is the website. You know, we're like the wine. You know, there's very few small places. Some Whole Foods may have it down in the southeast area, but it's going to be your gourmet specialty food shops, maybe the ones that do wine and specialty cheeses and olive oils.
BRCone.com, though, they can find all this stuff.
That would be the best spot.
That makes sense. Yep. I've got to ask this question. Once again, I'm getting off on wine. It's my own fault. Kent's going to throw something at me here shortly. Oh, that's right. There's glass between us. I'm safe. You'll hear a lot of people that will talk about vinegar and wine never being produced at the same facility. Do y'all have different facilities for that? Have you ever run across problems? Have you ever run into the snob that said, well, your Chardonnay's vinegar anyway? So how are y'all dealing with that?
No, that's correct. You can't make vinegar where the wines are made because the spores for the vinegars and the mothers are airborne, and it would basically turn all of your wine
into vinegar.
So we make all of our vinegar down in Modesto, which
around Gallo.
Yeah, where all the fine wine comes from. Yeah, so let those spores go airborne. You're good. So we.
That's not nice.
No. We're
all just playing around, having fun, because we all know Modesto is the capital of bulk wine.
That's right. It is the capital of. That's where the wine industry started. But All of our hand vinegars are handmade. We own all of the mothers to our vinegars.
I was about to say, did y'all create your own mothers? Did you buy your own mothers?
Yeah, but then we buy bulk wine that people are getting rid of.
God knows there's enough after the last two harvests out
right,
there.
Right, and so it makes really good vinegar.
So you have great vinegar. You have great olive oil. You have great wine. I've got to ask this. Do you have... It's got to be hard to go out and sell something. You know, whether you're selling all the wines, whether you're selling the olive oils, what's your favorite thing to sell?
Well, I guess it varies from you know, account to account and place to place, you know, and what fits where and food wise there. I mean, I love doing these wine dinners. I love getting with chefs at whatever they are, particular country clubs or this, that, and the other, where they like to pair the olive oils and the food products into the meals.
Yeah, when you do your wine dinners, do you send the olive oils and the different mm-hmm. infusions in so mm-hmm. it all matches up?
Absolutely. The chef will go through the website, usually pick and choose some things that he may want to do with his specific food. So, I mean, we've had even some restaurants, the Houston's chain of restaurants for a long time did a summer salad with our champagne vinegar. But it said on the menu it was actually made with Biarcone, California, extra virgin olive oils and vinegar.
I remember that. I actually ate at Houston's the other night. Hey, listen, we're going to have to take one last small break. When we return, we will wrap it up with Dan Cohn and might actually let him out of the studio and escape.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
If you have high credit card balances and other unsecured debt, including medical bills and various personal loans, please listen to this free consumer alert from the CESI Debt Helpline. You can take control of your debt, but you need our help. Our partner companies negotiate millions of dollars in debt with the large credit card companies every month. We save our customers thousands of dollars in debt. These special programs do not offer loans, and debt reduction does not work on student, auto, or home loans. Call today and see how much we can save you. As a free consumer service, the first 100 people that call in right now will receive a free debt analysis. Learn how you can reduce your debt today with this free call.
Call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815. 6815.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chomps through anything. Just put it on and instantly chomp through wood. Hi-ya! Concrete. Hi-ya! Brick walls. Hi-ya! Trees. Hi-ya! Small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars.
Hi-ya!
It chomps things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hype! Playoff time!
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. And we talk Doobie Brothers, and you give me Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Close enough.
What do you think? We have one of the Southeastern wineries on here? Can't you're killing me. All right. Well, today we have been very, very fortunate. We have had Dan Cohn in studio with us. Like I said, some of these wine people are just glutton for punishment. We will have a slew of them in here over the next couple weeks. But this has been especially fun for me because, like I said, I've known Dan probably 15 years. But for you as a listener to have opportunity to hear this side of it, you know, we've talked to winemakers, we've talked to proprietors, but to talk to someone who, like Dan, goes around as the face of these family wineries, and that's where it is and that's what it's about. Dan, if there was one thing you could leave our listeners with as we wrap this show up, what would you like for them to take away, whether about Sonoma, about the wine business, about B.R. Cohn? What wisdom do you have to impart to anybody?
I would say that, you know, be outside of the box in regards to, you know, branding and this, that, and the other, and these things of you know, go into this wine. But don't be afraid to try wines that you've never tried before, and experience all that these wineries and these wine countries and these specific farms have to offer, whether it's food, whether it's wine, whether it's music. I would say embrace them all. Submerse yourself. You know, you don't have to be stuck on this one or that one or this one. Get outside of the box. Try these wines that are out there because you never know what specific region or what specific vineyard is going to stand out to you as long as it's B.R. Cohn.
As long as it's B.R. Cohn. Right, as long as we can just slide that in. Right. I swear, listeners, I did not prompt Dan to say that. We started out 2011 with that being the mentality. Do two things. One, try anything once within reason. But two, even things that you may have tried before, whether it was 4 years, 5 years ago, go back and revisit the experience. Because wine being as subjective as it is, even olive oil, anything. You know, you may not be a huge fan of wine, but if you have the chance to go to B.R. Cohn and experience the concert, so be it. You may actually become a lover of it. Well, listen, we are at the end of our time. Dan, thank you very much for being part of The Crush. And we will definitely have this link to all the concerts and everything B.R. Cohn on winecrush.com. Well, here at The Crush, as always, we're reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there's truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.